If you haven't already, I ask you on your way out to take a look at the prayer corner located in the south narthex of our church. There you will see the manger and the cross. An old tradition believes that the wood of the manger was used later for the cross on which hung the Savior of the world. Someone said the message of the cross is hidden in the message of the cradle. And for some of us this Christmas, it is the manger that we focus on that holds our hope. For others tonight, it's the cross that holds our fears. This is the price of love, the paradox of our lives, where we are given life only to be asked to give it away, to celebrate the birth of our Savior under the shadow of the cross. That is the mystery of Christmas, understanding why God did what he did. And while we celebrate the presence of God in our world and sing in joy with all the angels in heaven, underneath it all, we all know there's a price to pay. For many, that pain of that paradox, that price is in the forefront of this day. For many, this season holds not celebration, but emptiness, where their souls and the season are not in sync. Many will be holding their Christmas feasts with someone that they dearly loved missing. They will keep an empty seat at the table in remembrance, either by the death of a loved one or the estrangement of a family member, or just a distance that it was too far to traverse to get together. We who took that chance and loved with abandon are now paying the price to love. But even we feel that price, and we are asked to embrace it with joy. The birth of Jesus is God's triumphal expression of self-giving love for each one of us. God willingly paid the price for love, offering himself as the means of payment. That is why Christ died for everyone, because everyone is loved. And to participate in God's mission for us, it's important while we're here on earth that we love at least one other person and love them with a totally open heart. Because just as we must grow old, we must suffer a broken heart. Pay the price to love at least once in our lives, because only then can we really appreciate the gift that we celebrate this evening. For many of us, Christmas is so much more than just giving and getting. For many of us, Christmas holds that paradox of love and sorrow together. We are asked to embrace a God that gives life by dying to ourselves. Christ entered into the world of poverty on a cold, dark night in a cave. He invites us into that poverty of spirit in our daily lives as well. Christmas asks us to love our spouses, our children, our neighbors, and even our enemies without expectations. Christmas means we have given of ourselves to our friends and neighbors without recompense or payment. Christmas means that we have chosen to do as God did and enter into love as a helpless infant, hoping no one will drop us. We are asked this night to come to the manger carrying our cross and to leave that cross at the feet of the baby Jesus. Maybe this season will seem different to you if you've grieved a lost one or somebody suffering now. Maybe you're here at Mass hoping to grasp just some of that Christmas spirit that you lost since you were young. Maybe you haven't been to Mass in a while and you're wondering, is God really here? And does he know me? I invite you to do something this evening. I invite you to look at that baby Jesus, but look at him in the shadow of the cross and remember that love has a price. God gladly paid that price for you when he sent his only son. And knowing that God is with us, that God has shown us that he's willing to pay the price, you can without fear also. You can pay that price. Offer to love without conditions, knowing that it will lead to a broken heart. God sent his only son so that every one of us are never alone. We are never unloved, and we are never abandoned. And in the end, just like the cross is not the end, everything will be all right. A broken heart doesn't end in death, but it ends in new life. That is the joy of Christmas, that God paid the price of love to become one of us. And if you want to leave here with that same joy, say yes and accept the cost of love. Let me finish with a Franciscan prayer. When I am lost and lonely, my Lord, I turn my gaze upon the manger. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, humbly entering our world, reminding us that God is with us in all of our pain and fear. When I feel broken and betrayed, O Lord, I turn my gaze upon the crucifix. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, humbly entering the depths of human suffering, and again doing so now in this moment. Amen. I wish you all a blessed Christmas by loving each other with abandon.